and you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? Now think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later. Take a tambourine, go and get yourself
a whistle and take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and take a tambourine. Urban Media Today Talks Sports, Trevin A. Jones with Vince Porter. I'm Vince Porter. There I go again. Vince Porter made his appearance. It's Vince Butts and Ray Porter Jr. And then Aubrey Sunday. Bruce is here.
Hello.
And Aubrey, what you don't know is we got this, what do you call it, this alter ego that looms around the Urban Media Today roundtable. His name's right. Vince Porter.
Okay.
So I put Vince.
Kind of a hybrid.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. So
and then the other one, too, though.
Every now and then he shows up. And then you got, Ray Butts.
Ray Butts, yeah.
So they kind of show up from time to time.
And pretty soon you'll be calling me Bruce Lincoln.
Yes, there that's you right. go, Bruce Lincoln. But anyway, that's funny. We're talking the NFL, and we're talking about the suspensions, the rash of suspensions for performance-enhancing drugs. Of right. course, there are suspensions for the conduct code policy, of course. Can't forget Jameis Winston on his day.
Right.
But the I'm glad you guys are talking about it. And as we went out, we were still talking, and I kind of cut you guys off. But as we come back in, Cam Chancellor, his injury, his neck, it's not healing. Man. He was part of the Legion of Boom with the Seattle Seahawks. And, of course, you know, we already know that that's kind of dwindling now, but that's a shame. And Aubrey was talking about you don't want the players to die, you don't want them to something to happen to them. Right. But this brother, you're pretty much retired because the doctor is saying that you're not cleared to play, and they're finding out that his neck injury isn't healing.
Right, and that's really a shame. You know,
I mean, he's one just of the best strong safeties out there,
If not the best.
If not the best, he made 4 Pro Bowls, I think. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah. So it's crazy. But Ray, go ahead and say what you were saying.
I have to admit, I made an error and mistake, and I don't know. It may have been performance enhancing drugs, you know.
But you're allowed, right?
Yeah, I'm allowed. Yeah, but they need to stop putting it in my orange juice, though. For real.
This is the same dude that said he was going to the combine. Right. Vince, did he say he was going to the NBA combine? Right.
But see, but now you understand why I didn't, though. See, I have to be honest. You
sound like Looney Tunes to me, man. Yeah, I don't know. About you,
I never said I was normal, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I just asked my wife. You know, but nah, the receiver I was thinking of that replaced Julian Edelman was supposed to replace was Danny Amendola.
Oh yeah, they're pretty much similar, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Same, like clones, same. Because my thing is, especially against Pittsburgh, if Amendola didn't beat you, did Edelman did? Oh, yeah. And if they didn't, of course Gronkowski, who honestly is the top receiver, you know. So that's what I meant. Danny Amendola, not Garoppolo, who's another story, doing his thing in San Fran.
But you know, Ray, I thought about when Trevin was talking that there are people, honestly, that come up to me when I'm covering the Steelers, and they say, oh, we can't wait until Shazier gets back. Shazier is not coming back, ever.
Consider your life's work.
But this market – it's just so – the Pittsburgh market is just so gullible and they're just so out of touch. I'm not going to say what folks – the Yinzers, basically, as long as you come back, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and Trevin, being as though you're the host, I want to ask you a question, if I may.
Sure.
What do you think about people even considering Ryan Shazier stepping on a football field?
You know what? I honestly always believe in the power of positive energy and power positive thought. So if the brother can get to the point where he physically can do it and endure that, I'm all for it. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, your body changes, and he's still a young cat, and I get that. Yeah. God knows, when that brother walked across the stage with his fiance by his side, he was the picture of a strong black man, mentally tough, trying to overcome odds and make things happen. Just because it was a stretch for him to walk again.
Right.
That's a stretch.
It is
so
a stretch.
To see him to get on a football field within 365 days of what he just went through, I mean, that's tremendous. But it's a tribute to the physical preparation that these gentlemen put their bodies through. Right. Now, to directly answer your question, I would hope that he could play again maybe in a couple of years. But I my heart and wishes go out to him to be able to play again. But realistically, I don't see that happening only because of the speed and the power that's in this league. Okay? And then for your body to go through what it's going through.
One hit.
Yeah, right. One hit. But see, while you're recuperating, he's getting the best care. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But your muscles, they do remember.
They atrophy.
But they're not as strong as they were. So I hope and pray that he can play. If it's in his heart to play again, Ryan Shazier will be on a football field. I don't know in what capacity, though.
If I'm his father, I get a bonfire. I burn up everything, football, pads, cleats, jerseys. I would be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my son, man. Every time he step out, I would be shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, it's scary.
Right.
And I thank you for asking me that question because it gives an opportunity to answer. But yeah, I think if he wants to play and it's his heart and soul, and I think he can be determined enough to get to the point where he can play again, but not middle linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers or anybody else.
No, I think he's going to, because he's so mentally tough and I don't want to say he was and now he isn't physically tough, but he's never going to be the same.
Right.
But my hope is that mentally he pushes himself to get back to a level where he could play, but that he decides, I get there, I'm good.
You're good. Mm-hmm.
You know, like because we had a lot of players talk about, and young and old, about quality of life. And so like a lot of players are stepping away from the game because they realize the toll, the physical and the mental toll, psychological toll that football takes on you. So you have guys who, unprecedented guys at a young age are stepping away from the game so that they can have a nice quality of life. So that's my hope for him, is that he trains and works as hard as he can to get physically to a point where he everything looks great, and then he decides, I'm going to step away, and maybe I'm Ryan Shazier, and I become a coach or whatnot, but, you know, I've got myself physically to a point where I'm able to enjoy my life, because he's not even 30.
That's right.
Exactly.
And we know, I mean, this game is just, it's too violent, it's too fast. The last thing anyone, especially his parents, will want to see is a hit, a play, and he doesn't get up.
And if you looked at the play on film, nobody hit him.
Right.
He basically he landed wrong and he twisted and went down.
Right.
And that's the scary part. If that happened, he wasn't really hit per se. What's going to happen when he faces that contact?
And he's a very fast player.
Yeah.
So just imagine, you know, the ferocity, the power that he's going to bring, the speed to one hit, we've seen plenty times, it's not a perfect hit, and like you said, it may not even have to be a hit, it can just him be turning to make a move, and things don't line up. So, you know, like I say, I mean, I wish all the best for him, but I wish, you know, that he lives a productive, healthy life. Away from, you know, away from the physical contact.
For sure.
Right. You know.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good example. Remember Dennis Byrd, 1992. His issue was he collided with his teammate on a blitz. Mm-hmm. Missed David Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Now, he did end up walking again, but it wasn't even a question that he wasn't playing football no more.
But look at Daryl Stingley.
Oh, perfect example.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so for me, people always talk about the quarterback has to get $125 million, but the quarterback has an offensive guard, he has an offensive tackle, he has a center, he has a tight end chipping somebody, he got a running back to protect him. Right. We got a guy going across the middle, he don't have nothing, you know, but air and a defensive player. Yeah. So I think that's why when you talk about Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. and even Le'Veon want more money, these guys are far more at risk than most quarterbacks would be.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you there. It's like when athletes – I always say this, and people might get mad, and I don't care. We're fans. We're sitting on couches. We're sitting on sofas. You know, some of us work out. We work out. We're fans.
That's right.
But we don't really work out when you look at what the NBA players do, the Major League Baseball players do, NHL players do, you know, track athletes, you know, NFL football players. Our workouts are dim in comparison to what these cats are doing. Right. Even bodybuilders. We're fans.
That's
We don't even compare. So their bodies are such at such a high peak, and they train their bodies. And then they go out and do these incredible things that they do. They can ask for as much money as they want to.
That's right.
No
doubt.
You know, because their lifespan, the window is so small. Right. The NFL running back, 4 years?
NFL
quarterback gets a little bit longer, but he gets protected by beast? He got Bahamas in front of him that are keeping people away from him and trying to, and their goal, you got one job, protect the quarterback.
Protect the quarterback. All right.
If I'm 6'8", 200, 350 pounds, you're going to have to be a beast to get by me to get to the quarterback.
Except if you're Max Starks.
What is it? And Max Starks, I like 06 the frat. That's my frat brother, Max Starks. I loved when he was with the Steelers, and he's a big dude.
6'8".
You know what I'm saying? Gosh. So he's supposed to be protecting the quarterback too.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Max, 06 frat.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. Those cats, they can add, man, as far as I'm concerned, they're not getting paid enough.
That's right.
All right? You're not getting paid enough. Number one, when you think about it, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but when you think about it, most of these cats have started playing football when they were 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've gone through Little League. That means you've gone through junior high school, maybe high school, and you're going through college. You ain't getting paid in college. College is almost like pro football, semi-pro football. So you ain't getting paid there. Now, what's not being talked about and said is you know that coaches, and I'm going to put it out there, in football, college football at that top level, you know, if you have an injury, coaches are getting you shot up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coaches are getting you any way they can to get you out there on
field
to perform.
Yeah.
Okay? So take that in consideration. Mm-hmm. You make it through the college, and then you get to the NFL. Number one, you're trying to hide your injuries. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got to go through a combine. Right. So that now you're being scrutinized.
Right.
You got to hide those injuries. And then you go out and perform on a high level every Sunday. Come on, man.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And like you said, Trevin, the thing is that in college, they're doing so many, like, incorrigible, devious things to keep that money-making machine level on the college level.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get juiced up on the NFL because it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not monitored. So now you got these young guys playing through injuries, playing through pain because they're basically being anesthetized against it.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get to the NFL, that's no longer happening. Mm-hmm. And they blame them if they take something for it.
Right. And I don't mean and you NFL fans, I'm not hating on you. I'm just keeping it real. You know, we as fans, we're fans. We see this from a different perspective. Now, if you're a football player, whether you went to high school, played in college, you know, whatever level you played, if you're an athlete, you understand what I'm saying because maybe you didn't get to that level, but you are aware of what's happening, you know, before you get to that level. Those players, they get everything they deserve. I mean, as far as the money's concerned, I'm not mad at Le'Veon.
That's right.
I'm not even mad at Brady.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have a respect for Tom Brady. Tom Brady says, I know my worth. Okay,
yeah,
give me my money. You know, I'm not a fan on the football field because I think he's a baby too. But you know, but he's good at what he does. He's not the GOAT in my eyes. People will say he's the GOAT. I give you that. But as a respect for him as a football player and a man, and you mentioned Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he passed away because he had
the CTE, the concussion.
Yeah.
Stuff, but the steroids and the concussions together,
right?
That was a lethal combination.
Sure.
But that brother, and I call all men brothers, whether you're white,
no
black,
doubt.
Purple, whatever.
No doubt.
That brother put his body threw everything that he could to get the best out of his body.
That's for okay? sure.
And there was a time, and I don't mean, like I said, I don't mean to get on my soapbox, but there was a time back in the day when you look at the Oakland Raiders, Lyle Alzado.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Yeah. You know.
Ted Hendricks.
Yes, Matusek.
John Matusek. That's right. Right.
Yeah. Those guys, they were doing the same thing. And that at that time, it's the knowledge or the awareness of what they were doing wasn't there. And those gentlemen, and I'll use Lyle Alzado as an example, he said it later in life, like, wait a minute, you know, this was something, you know, the juicing and the steroid, this is something that's impacting us now. This is something that we shouldn't have done. But those Oakland Raiders of that day and time, they were like the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were except basically on the West Coast.
They were beastly, okay? That's for sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What I'm near tears because of the fact that the last time I saw Lyle Alzado, he's maybe 8 months before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the airport, and I looked, and I thought it was him.
Mm-hmm.
I walked over to him. I said, hey, Lyle, how you doing? He said, fine. He said, I remember you from New York, right?
Wow.
And then he said, but I'm not Lyle anymore. Mm-hmm. And I almost started to cry, man, because I was like, he was so skinny. And I walked away, man. Still it gets me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, man, I can't believe it. Yeah, this guy sacrificed his life for football.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Google. Alzado. Go ahead, man.
And here's something else to do, too, in your Google. And remember the Sports Illustrated story when he just opened it all up. I wish I'd have held on to that. That was our freshman year, man, when he wrote that story. About everything. And then what was his confession? About 80% of the players were taking steroids during this time. So, it was very touching. It was very touching indeed.
And on that note, we're going to end. That's the end of the fourth quarter. But, gentlemen, we're going overtime today. So if Aubrey Bruce will honor us with another 15 minutes. But we're going to be right back with that and wrap up the show. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We'll be back right after this.
Do you want to hear lively sports discussions on the hottest topics in sports today with exciting local and national guests? We have the right program for you. Tune in to Soul Chicks. Yeppie is live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on Urban Media Today Radio. And then check out the show on the website, urbanmediatoday.com. Get right down to business with your co-hosts, Kevin Cameron and Bill Neal, as they introduce guests, hot sports topics, and more. It's Soul Chick. Tempe is live. Brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses. Don't miss it. Soul Chick. Tempe is live.
I don't want to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now.
It's Urban Media Today. Talk sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. Okay, you got it right.
It's a miracle.
And Aubrey Bruce. Because in honor of our guest today, we're going to sudden death overtime period. So it's an additional 15 minutes on the show because he deserves that.
Absolutely.
We're honored to have him. We're talking NFL football, and he was just commenting on the fact that he knew Lyle Alzado and ran into him towards the end of his life. Again, if you don't know who Lyle Alzado is or the Oakland Raiders of the 70s and how beastly they were, Google it. I'm going to leave that there. But, Aubrey, as we start this last segment of the show in overtime, tell us a little bit about you. Talk about the football a little bit, too. And what you've been doing, man. What's going on?
Well, I've been blessed in my life. Most people know that on Sundays I'm an old country preacher as well. So I deal with my church and I deal with sports. But one of my passions has been in music. And I was lucky to produce a lot of national acts in terms of live. But the main thing is sports, because sports kind of gives that contrast to life. You know, we know that. I talked to Frank Robinson a few years ago. I interviewed him on a thing called The Lion in Winter. And we talked about how corporations mirrored and started hiring other people of color when Jackie Robinson booked the Keller Line.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't go crazy, but they at least tried to mirror some of the things socially that were happening in the sports world. And so for me, you know, most of my career, not all of it, has been for the Pittsburgh Courier for over four decades. I've been blessed to write under them and some of the greatest sports editors in history, in black history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to tell this quick story, and I can pull it up on my email. In 2012, they emailed me from a trip. Andrew Conte emailed me. and said, we want you to come over and write for the Trib. And of course, you know, your ego gets out of whack when the big boys call you and tell you they want you to write. But my brother told me, he said that you better stay home because you know you're going to get a good home cooked meal at home. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, and I said, no, I decline. I'll stay with the Courier. And I'm so glad that I'll die, you know, being with my beliefs and the things that I believed in. And it's just like sitting here with you guys. I mean, this is great for me because being a sportsman, being African-American, you know, we live through our players, the ones who are treated good, the ones who are treated bad. So we suffer. I told Ray this when we first met. I was telling him about the media thing when I met him in the press office. I said, Ray, it took folks 10 years to speak to me. To even say, I said, so don't become disenchanted if things don't flow that way. Ray is one of the most gentlemanly, graceful guys I met. You know, and I'm blessed to to be in the press box with them. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I'm saying, you guys are my legacy and my history. And I was telling Trevin when we met, mm-hmm. I said my only desire is when I die that nobody won't have to like rent pallbearers for me. That people will fight, say we want to carry him, we want to do it. So you know, that's where I am. And Trevin's superior, Alan Lincoln, all these guys. Trevin worked at Sheridan. I worked at Sheridan, and did I actually worked for Sheridan. I produced Press Pass, which was aired by Sheridan. But the point being, it's always been, you know, African American media for me because it gave me my start and my finish and everything in between.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome, and I'm glad you said that. Yeah, Urban Media Today. It's all of you already know is the Urban Media magazine, online magazine. And online radio station, and you're listening to us on the radio station, of course. But we cover everybody, and, yes. And that's what I'm loving is because when you have folks like Aubrey Bruce and his intelligence and his opinion, and he's been writing for the Pittsburgh Courier, which is now the new Pittsburgh Courier, for years.
It was the Courier, Pittsburgh Courier, when I remember.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. And you were telling the story about Bill Nunn and Bill Nunn Jr. Yeah. And Bill Nunn, you know, was one of the first people.
Yeah.
To start recruiting and strictly going to HBCUs, you know this is my forte, mm-hmm. to HBCUs,
yes, sir.
And getting historically black college and university players to play in the NFL. And mm-hmm. that's why, even though I'm not from Pittsburgh, I'm not even from Western Pennsylvania, but I have an ultimate respect for that franchise mm-hmm. because if you go back in time, that was one of the franchises that started going and giving us opportunities. And You can't disrespect that. When Mike mm-hmm. Tomlin came in as a head coach for the Steelers, I was like, okay, I don't like the Steelers, but hey, that first draft he had, I was like, okay, absolutely. Do your thing. That's when you go back to Mendenhall.
Timmons, okay. Woodley.
Yes, yeah. And then he started bringing all these people in. Mm-hmm. So
Pouncey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, tribute to you and a credit to you, Aubrey, because I know you covered these teams in those sports. And, I can't wait to hear more stories about, you know, Bill Nunn and Bill Nunn Jr. and that type of thing with the Steelers. And plus, Aubrey's covering the Pirates and has covered the Pirates for some time and covered Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's awesome. And we definitely appreciate you coming in and can't wait for you to get to working with Urban Media Today, you know, making some things happen. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Ray, and I'm talking Pittsburgh. And Ray, I know Ray is just sitting there like, yeah, okay, he's talking Pittsburgh. I'm done talking Pittsburgh right now. But my point was this. Mm-hmm. It's an honor and a privilege. And thank you again to Alan, because when you get great minds at a table, at the Urban Media Today roundtable like we do, on Wednesday nights also you have Bill I'm gonna say it because he ain't listening probably. But anyway, you got Bill Neal and Kevin Cameron who do Soul Take Champions Live. That's another sports talk show. Their show is 2 hours long. That's on Wednesday nights. They get you up to date in the middle of the week on what's happening in sports, and then you have us on the weekend. You mm-hmm. get a double dose of us today. Plus, we're going overtime, so I'm excited. But I mean, Vince and Ray. What do you guys think about even with something that Aubrey just said, like even his years of coverage and the sports that he's covering and all that type of thing?
Well, for me, it's an honor to be in the room with greatness. You know, like sometimes you may not hear me, but during those times I'm like soaking in, you know, and it's important for me to always be an example because we're trying to blow this thing up.
We are. We're blowing it up without question.
And I've always wanted to, you know, to if I'm considered a leader, I want to lead the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, I want people to listen to our show, and if they like how I sound and how I articulate things and the knowledge that I bring to the table, you know, and someone says I want to be like him, you know, that's truly an honor for me. So I always just want to do things the right way, and so I just look at all these guys around me and all the people that have come before me, and I just want to maintain that level of success and do it at a high level.
I can't wait for this. Go ahead.
And you know, I honestly think you should play some theme music before I do start talking.
I knew that was coming. It just can't be regular, right?
That's right.
It can't be regular.
That's right. I am who I am.
Go ahead, man.
But for me, it, you know, story testimony. I was trying to figure out what to do with sports knowledge even back in the 90s. I would read the papers. The knowledge would stick. I mean, it's before the internet, so we had to work hard to get our knowledge, man. Newspapers, radio
called
stations.
Libraries.
Absolutely. Libraries, archives. Absolutely. And I would always ask God, like, what do you want me to do with this? Because I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to sound like no crazy man just spouting stats everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2010, a sister that Alan and myself knew said, yeah, I want you to give Alan Lincoln a call. I'm thinking he might be able to help you out sports-wise. I gave him a call, and he was just like, okay, you can write me a story. Or you know sports, write me a story. And that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for the opportunity that mm-hmm. was given. Alan opened up that door, and I ran through it with my supersonic speed, of course, and I ran through it. So I'm grateful for it. And then when I got into the press box, I met this young man, Aubrey Bruce, and you're sitting next to legendary, and I really mean that. Listen, and I appreciate all that you've poured into me over the years.
I'm a polish his halo because he's an angel.
Well, you know, I do play for Los Angeles.
Oh,
you know,
here we
without
go.
Without Papujos, though.
There
and
we
then,
go.
And then also, in reference to Vince, I mean, I call him Vincent. But Vince, you know, I've known him to be a good guy, even from the years of Pitt. And, you know, it's an honor. It's an honor to work alongside of you, man. You know, and then, of course, Trevin. I've heard his name over the years, especially tying in with Sheridan. So it's an honor to be amongst you. Kiki as well. Just a blessing.
Yeah, and real quick, as we wrap up this overtime. This is an overtime session on Urban Media Today Talk Sports. And we normally don't do it because Aubrey Bruce is here today. It's deserving. We got a great sports team. And so those that you are listening, remember on Wednesday night, you got Soul Take Champions Live with Bill Neal and Kevin Cameron. They bring in awesome guests.
Right.
We have the Urban Media Today Talk Sports, which is right here, right now. Also, then we have a couple of the upcoming football season. Okay, black college football, black college basketball. You got the HBCU Sports Report, which I will do. Aubrey Bruce, we're definitely going to have him involved this sports season and partake of his knowledge and expertise in working in with the coverage. So it's a lot that's about to happen. And Vincent and Ray doing their thing with the coverage of the NBA and the coverage of the NFL. And then John McCann, who drops in and does his thing with coverage on football and does his little, I know you're going to dig this segment, which he didn't have this week. But that's just one of the best pieces that I hear during the week. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting. And Aubrey, as we are about to wrap up the show today, first of all, it's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. Thank you.
What can we look forward to from you this year, this coming year?
I just want to get together with you guys. When you're a writer, you're sort of on this island by yourself. But when you have a chance to get together with other journalists, mm-hmm. other writers, share opinions, share thoughts, share disagreements, the point is you're always going to be a better writer. But more importantly, you're going to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn to respect the opinion of others and then to coagulate the opinion of others with where you are. So I'm hoping that I can grow. Even though I'm 65, I'm hoping I can grow, continue to grow. Bob Dylan said, you spend these days either growing or dying. So I'm hoping that I can grow with you guys. And if I can give you a little piece of cake to chew on, I'd like to do that too.
No doubt. So before we go, gentlemen, we didn't really cover baseball. Last week we talked about the NHL. And we talked about the NHL Hall of Fame. And this week, baseball. Who is going to stand out in your minds as the season progresses? Because we're not even halfway through the season. Well, man, the All-Star game's coming up in
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with the Yankees. So
no
Vince,
doubt.
See, Aubrey agrees. Vince and the Cleveland Indians over here. I know it's the Cleveland Indians. No?
Well, I mean, we did our picks.
Right.
I did pick, you know, Cleveland to win it all.
Right.
I mean, I'm watching them obviously I'm watching them closer than some, but I'm looking to see how their pitching shapes up. It's not the greatest right now, so I'm watching them, seeing how some of the guys, you know, some of the like the third, you know, fourth starters, how they get together and get this thing rolling. I love to see when they play up against the teams that aren't very good, so they can kind of get things together and get this thing rolling. Mm-hmm. And of course, my man, Frankie Lindor. I'm just a huge fan. I mean, I think he's one of the best in baseball right now.
All right, Ray.
I predicted the Yankees as well.
Ah, you jumped on the bandwagon.
But the thing, see, once more, Apollo Creed just doesn't give in. But I like their style. I've always liked their style. They do what it takes to win. Mm-hmm. And they also rank what we were talking about, legendary teams, the Lakers. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see them down for long.
All right.
And they always sell out and exhaust to win, no matter what Steinbrenner runs the team. So I'm great. You know, I respect that. But I really still believe that they're just one pitcher away. They got the offense. I mean, my goodness gracious. Even the bad boys coming in and hitting home runs. But they need one more pitcher, because you know what? This pitcher is going to give them that edge over Boston, because look at that battle, man.
Yeah, they've been battling tough. That's been interesting.
But I have to say this, though. Yes, I do stand on the Yankees, but you better watch out for the defending champs. They got four pitchers that can go to the All-Star game. That's crazy. And two ex-Pirates.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, that's crazy.
I mean, but you know, the thing about that, Ray, is how can you – the Nuttings, all right, or Nutty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact that I covered the first game at PNC Park, and I saw the dissolution. But they were the farm team for the rest of the Major League Baseball. Then they started to be competitive, and then now they reverted back to being the farm team. Mm. And it's the Yankees. I say the Yankees only because, like Ray said, they have that culture and tradition of winning. But again, I'm agreeing with him, is that Houston might be tough to beat with that pitching staff.
All right. So there you have it. It's Urban Media Today Talking Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., and Mr. Aubrey Bruce, who was our guest today. Wrapping up the sudden death segment. Oh, the first time we've gone overtime on this show. There's more.
Blame it on me.
Yeah, I'm blaming on you. There's more of this coming your way next weekend. Remember, there's a replay of the show today at 6 p.m. It's Urban Media Today Talks Sports. We'll see you next week.
Urban Media Today Talks Sports. Every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com. Your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games being played? How's it doing there? I get up, all right?
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.